I'm Alana Medlock, and this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union about monthly invoices from Behan Communications, the public relations firm secretly hired by the law firm representing Hoosick Falls in its ongoing water crisis. Two companies polluted drinking water in the Rensselaer County community, which led to the village law firm's hiring of a PR company, Behan Communications, that got paid up to $275 per hour to do things such as listen to local radio programs about their water problem in Hoosick Falls, the story shows. Quote, "We were asked for help and we agreed to help," end quote, said Mark Behan, company founder and president. Quote, "In good faith, we provided the law firm and the village with all of the advice and assistance that they asked us for. We provided it at our customary rates that were made known to them at the beginning of the engagement," end quote. In all, Behan said his company has billed for 500 hours. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The New York Public Interest Research Group's New York State Drinking Water Profiles Project 2017 is online now with a searchable database about local sources of water. Quote, "NYPIRG offers these drinking water profiles to educate New Yorkers about the state of their drinking water, the presence of contaminants found through laboratory testing, and location and nature of some potential threats to local drinking water. This information is offered as a public service and without commentary," end quote, according to the new website. Go to nypirg.org/whatsinmywater and type your zip code to find local water information. If you type in Hudson's 12534, for instance, the website shows the city water has not had any problems since 2010. Camp Hill Ghent, though, had a problem last year at their Hudson location violating the lead and copper rule. The site also says Archer Daniels Midland had some sort of release of sulfurofluoride in 2014 at 201 Route 23B in Hudson. Audrey Matat in the Greenville Pioneer reports that an Earlton family's pet pig, Olivia, was killed by a bear in the middle of the night, May 20th. The bear broke through the pig's 6-foot-high chain-link fence and took it off into the woods. Janet McCardle reported the attack to the Department of Environmental Conservation. The story says a pig in Greenville was attacked in a similar outdoor enclosure last year, but that swine escaped. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.